That was The Last Rose, the music of Richard Heyman there performing that one. And we're going to have a very, very interesting show coming up in Hamilton, which has The Last Rose of Summer, a few variations on that theme. A very interesting concert coming up February 16th. That's at the Art Gallery of Hamilton. And my special guest is the music director, the artistic director, Michael Schulte, who will tell us a little bit about what to expect at this event. Michael, welcome back to the Jukebox.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Terrific. Great to hear your voice again. And it's so interesting. I'm making a connection here because on our morning today, we talked about Johann Sebastian Bach and his trek up to Lübeck, Germany to see the great Buxtehude. And that's exactly where you grew up.
That's true, yeah. And then Buxtehude wanted him to marry his eldest daughter. And
that's right.
He didn't handle the same offer. And then they would get his position, which was a very big deal. And they were young boys. I mean,
Bach
was 18 or something, right? And then, I guess she must have been, a little bit unsightly because they both ran.
Right. Focus on the music. They all had their little agenda, didn't they? Well, Michael, so nice to have you back. Tell us a little bit about Chamber Music Hamilton, the upcoming show, February 16th. You have another wonderful violinist joining you. That's the acclaimed Rachel Barton Pine. Tell us a little bit about this incredibly diverse program. I'm in awe of the programming here. Just walk us through some of the highlights.
That was entirely Rachel, and it's so Rachel. You know, I wasn't about to mess with it and say, now, why don't you play this instead of that instead? It's a great program. Rachel Barton Pine is a super character. She's a force. She's absolutely unique. She's not like anybody else. You know, she came from an interesting story, right?
Yeah, very.
She came from a real poverty, it was so cold in her place that they had this little floor heater and they got to turn it every now and then to make sure everybody got a little bit of heat, and then she latched onto the violin and loved it and worked very hard, and she has the gift of enthusiasm like nobody.
Oh, absolutely. And look at that, working with that floor heater and really playing the violin to heat up the room, because she was already, had her debut with the Chicago Symphony at age 10 and a spectacular discography following that.
But, then, of course, when she was 21, she had that terrible accident. She was on a Chicago commuter train coming out the doors, and the doors shut too quickly and got her violin strapped. And she was dragged 200 feet, and one of her legs was severed, and the other foot was crushed. Can you imagine?
Just incredible how she survived that. Yeah, well, let's go right into the programming here. Adrian Gordon, you're starting with the Rising Sun, and then you're playing one of my favorites, the Eugene Isaie Sonata in G Major. Tell us a little bit about the unique touches in this program, from Morning Birds, Blue Carnation. There's a nature element, a cricket dance, all the way up to that Last Rose of Summer.
Again, like Rachel, who has this gift of musical enthusiasm that branches out to all styles of music. You know, she's known to hang with heavy metal players and then thread guitar solos.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Well, yeah, I saw Wynton Marsalis in there, the Fiddle Dance Suite, and I thought, this is really outer-worldly, genre-bending in every way.
Yeah, right. And she doesn't lose any artistic integrity. In fact, I would say on the contrary, she brings kind of an objective perspective from the widened envelope of her musical interest and experience. She's known for excellent interpretation of the great masterworks.
Terrific. Tell us about who is performing at the event on February 16th.
Yeah, it's just Rachel. It's a solo program. It's a solo violin program. All of these are solo pieces, yeah. A number of them by Black Americans like Adrian Gordon.
Fascinating. All right, I am speaking with Michael Schulte, the artistic director of Chamber Music Hamilton, who, as you can hear, is super excited about this upcoming concert, February 16th. Get your tickets at chambermusichamilton.com to hear the wonderful, the vibrant Rachel Barton Pine and her very colorful program that night. That's taking place at the Art Gallery of Hamilton. And let me ask you a question, Michael. You've led chamber music Hamilton for, what is it now, 16 years?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
How have you seen the chamber music scene evolve over that time?
Oh, that's a good question. It's actually gotten more complicated because of expenses, right? Everything is so expensive now. Travel is so expensive. Hotels are so expensive, right?
Sometimes it seems like it's double of what it was pre-pandemic or even triple in some cases.
Absolutely right. You know, and so when negotiating these groups, that's a factor. And I have to admit, it's tougher than it used to be.
Well, you're doing such a great job of keeping the, as you mentioned, the artistic integrity right there. You have the Myro String Quartet, Ariel, all top performers.
Yeah, and then in a month we've got Russell Brown, the great operatic and lyrical baritone, right, who's regular at the South Loops Festival and on the Metropolitan Opera and so on. Yeah, huge deal. Canada's great, great baritone.
Absolutely. And of course, we're doing something together June 1st. Can't wait for that. We're playing some Beethoven, aren't we?
We are, Daniel. Absolutely right. The Archduke Trio. Yeah, with David Hetherington. That's right.
I can't wait to for that. I guess that's the season closer for you, June 1st.
It is. It is.
All the information's up at Chamber Music Hamilton. That's with Michael Schulte. I'm speaking, the artistic director. Any closing thoughts? Do you have anything on your famous cello, Piccolo da Spalla, that you commissioned its construction? We had a little chat about that last time.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll be playing that on the next concert on March 16th. With Russell and with Carolyn Mauler and Sonia. I'll be playing violin and viola and piccolo cello. There's a surprising lot of great rep for these for that instrument combination. You know, we've got Bach Cantata number 117. We've got of course the St. Matthew Passion has a number of wonderful numbers. I'll play the Massenet Meditation, give Russell a break. He'll sing some Ravel, right? We'll do Saint-Saëns. Lots of Vaughan Williams. This is beautiful stuff by Vaughan Williams. So it's a really nice program. Russell primarily put that together.
Terrific, terrific. So that piccolo cello remind me, it's tuned an octave lower than the violin.
Well, exactly. It's tuned just like a cello, but has an E on top, right? A fifth higher.
A fifth higher. Okay. So it was very popular in Bach's day. He used it in his cantatas.
Well, that's right. I mean, he played it himself. A lot of people don't know that. And some experts think he wrote all of those great cello suites for that instrument, right? We just know for certain that he wrote the sixth for it.
Terrific. Well, Michael, good luck to you and your wonderful crew for keeping this together in tough times and keeping this awe-inspiring programming going. That's at the Art Gallery of Hamilton, 123 King Street West. Get your tickets at chambermusichamilton.com. And let's hear a little Eugène Isaïe. I have James Ennis on the violin. This is Violin Sonata number 2.